Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 3rd of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you must not love any impure bodily beings, because you are going to the pure world. Have love for the One Father. Question. What should you not get fed up with and why? Answer. You must not get fed up, even slightly, with those old bodies of yours, because those bodies are very, very valuable. You souls sit in those bodies and win a very big lottery by remembering the Father. If you stay in remembrance of the Father, you continue to receive the nourishment of happiness. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you are now residents of the faraway land, and you will then become passengers going to the faraway land. We are souls and we are now making effort to go to a land very far away. Only you children know that you are souls and residents of the faraway land. You call out to the Father who resides in the faraway land. Come and take us to the faraway land too. Now the Father who resides in the faraway land is taking you children back there. You are spiritual passengers because you are those with bodies. It is the spirit that does the travelling. The body will be left here and the spirit will do the travelling. Where will you souls go? To your spiritual world. This is a physical world and that is a spiritual world. The Father has explained to you children. You now have to return to the home from where you came to play your parts. This is a very big stage. Everyone has to act and perform their parts on the stage and then return home. You can only go back when the play is over. You are now sitting here and your intellect's yoga is with your home and the kingdom. Remember this very firmly, because it is remembered that your final thoughts lead you to your destination. You are now studying here and you know that God Shiv Baba is teaching you. God cannot teach you at any other time other than except at this most auspicious confluence age. Only once in the whole 5,000 years does the Father, incorporeal God, come and teach you. You have this firm faith. This study is so easy. You now have to return home. The whole world loves that home. Everyone wants to go to the land of liberation, but they don't understand the meaning of that. Look what people's intellects are like at this time, and look what your intellects have now become. There is such a vast difference. You have clean intellects, number-wise, according to your efforts. You have a very good knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. It is in your hearts that you now have to make effort and definitely become Narayan from an ordinary human. From here, you will first go to your home, and so you have to go in happiness. Just as in the Golden Age, the deities shed their bodies and take others in happiness, in the same way, you have to shed those old bodies in happiness. You must not get fed up with them, because they are very valuable bodies. It is through those bodies that you souls win a lottery from the Father. Until we become pure, we cannot go back home. Only when you continue to remember the Father with that power of yoga will your burden of sins be removed. Otherwise, there will have to be a lot of punishment. You definitely have to become pure. In worldly relationships, if a child does some dirty, impure act, then, because he has become impure against the law, his father, out of anger, could even beat him with a stick. If someone loves another against the law, the parents do not like that. This unlimited father says, "You children don't have to live here any longer. You now have to go to the new world. No vicious, impure beings exist there. Only the one purifier Father comes and makes us pure like that." The Father himself says, "My birth is divine and unique. Other souls cannot enter a body in the way that I do." Although the souls of the founders of religions also enter a body, that is a different matter. I come to take everyone back. They come down from up above to play their parts. I tell you how you first go to the new world, and I then come and take everyone back with me. There are no storks in that golden-aged new world. The Father comes in the midst of storks and makes you into swans. You have now become swans. You select pearls. You will not receive these jewels in the golden age. You are now picking up these jewels of knowledge and becoming swans. The Father sits here and explains how you become swans from storks. He is now making you into swans. Deities are called swans and devils are called storks. You now enable people to renounce rubbish and make them select pearls. You alone are called multi-million times fortunate. There are multi-millions at every step. Shiv Baba does not have feet that he could have multi-millions. He makes you multi-million times fortunate. The Father says, "I have come to make you into the masters of the world." All of these things have to be understood very clearly. People understand that there was heaven, but they don't know when it existed or how it will exist again. You children have now been enlightened. All of those people are in darkness. They don't know when or how Lakshmi and Narayan became the masters of the world. It is a matter of 5,000 years. The Father sits here and explains to you. Just as you come to play your parts, so I too come in the same way. You invite me and say, "O Baba, come and make us impure ones pure." You would never say this to anyone else. You would not even say it to the founder of your religion. Come and make us all pure. Neither Christ nor Buddha would be called the purifier. A guru is one who grants salvation. Those people, founders of religions, come down here and then everyone has to follow them down. Only the one Father, the immortal image, is the one who shows you the way back home and grants everyone salvation. In fact, the word Satguru is right. The Sikhs speak words that are more right than the words you speak. They say very loudly, Satguru, the Immortal One. They chant this very loudly. They say, the Satguru is the immortal image. If there were no image, how could he be the Satguru? And how could he grant everyone salvation? That Satguru comes, and he himself gives his own introduction. I do not take birth in the way that you do. Everywhere else, it is bodily beings who sit and relate knowledge, whereas the bodiless spiritual father sits here and explains to you. There is the difference of day and night. Whatever people do at this time, it is wrong, because they follow the dictates of Ravan. There are the five vices in each one. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. The father sits here and explains these things to you in detail. Otherwise, how would you know about the cycle of the whole world? You should know how this cycle turns. You don't ask Baba to explain it to you. The father continues to explain by himself without your asking him. You don't need to ask a single question. God is the Father. The Father's duty is to tell you everything by himself and to do everything by himself. A father has his children admitted into a school by himself. He makes them go to work and tells them to leave everything after the age of 60, and just remember God, sing devotional songs, read the Vedas and scriptures, and perform worship. You have been worshippers for half a cycle, and you are now becoming worthy of worship for half a cycle. It is explained to you so easily how you can become pure. Then worshipping is stopped completely. All of those people are performing worship, whereas you are receiving this knowledge. They are in the night, whereas you are going into the day, that is, to heaven. It is written in the Gita, man, man above. This word is very well known. Those who study the Gita can understand this. What is written is very easy. People have been studying the Gita all their lives, but they haven't understood anything. That same God of the Gita now sits here and teaches you. You then become pure from impure. We now hear the Gita from God, and we then relate it to others and become pure. There are the Father's elevated versions. This is that same easy Raja Yoga. People are drowning so much in blind faith that they don't even listen to you. According to the drama, only when their fortune opens can they come to you. None of those of other religions have the fortune that you have. The father has explained, this deity religion of yours is one that gives a lot of happiness. You also understand that what the father says is right. In the scriptures, they have also shown Khans, Ravan, etc. there. No one knows about the happiness there. Although they worship the deities, nothing sits in their intellects. The father now says, "Children, do you remember me?" Have you ever heard a father saying to his children, "Remember me?" Does a worldly father ever ask you to make effort to remember him? The unlimited father sits here and explains to you, by knowing the beginning, middle, and end of the whole world, you become rulers of the globe. First of all, you will go home and then go down there as actors. Now, no one would be able to tell whether someone is a new soul or an old soul. New souls would definitely become well known. Even now, look how well known some are. So many human beings come. So many people come unexpectedly. There is that impact. Baba too comes in this one unexpectedly, and so there is that impact. When new souls come, there is an impact on the old souls too. When the branches and twigs continue to emerge, there is their praise. No one knows why they are so famous. Because of being new souls, there is attraction in them. Look how many false gods there are now. This is why it is remembered. The boat of truth may rock, but it will not sink. Many storms come because God is the boatman. Children also fluctuate, and the boat is affected by many storms. Many go to other spiritual gatherings, but there is no question of storms, etc. there. Here there are so many assaults on innocent women. Nevertheless, establishment definitely has to take place. The father sits here and explains, O souls, you have become such sharp thorns. When you become a thorn and prick others, you too are pricked. You receive a response to everything you do. There isn't anything dirty there that would cause sorrow. That is why it is called heaven. People speak of heaven and hell, but they don't understand anything. They say, so-and-so has gone to heaven. In fact, it is wrong to say that. The incorporeal world cannot be called heaven. That is the land of liberation. They then say that that person has gone to heaven. You now know that the land of liberation is the home of souls, just as there is a home here. On the path of devotion, those who are wealthy have big temples built. Look how the temple to Shiva was built. They also build temples to Lakshmi and Narayan, and there are so many real jewels, etc. There is a lot of wealth there. Now all have become false. Previously, you used to wear so much real jewelry. Now, because they are afraid of the government, people hide real jewelry away and wear artificial jewelry. There is nothing but the truth. There is nothing false there. Here, even though they have real jewelry, they hide it. Day by day, gold continues to become more and more expensive. There, it is heaven. You receive everything new. In the new world, everything is new, and there is an abundance of wealth. Now look how everything has become so expensive. All the secrets of the incorporeal world onwards have been explained to you. Who else, other than the Father, would tell you the secrets of the incorporeal world? You then also have to become teachers. You may live at home with your families, but you have to remain as pure as a lotus. If you make others similar to yourselves, you can claim a very high status. You can claim a higher status than those who live here. It is number-wise. While living outside, at home, not at a centre, you can still be threaded in the rosary. Just take the week's course and then go abroad or anywhere. The whole world has to receive the message. The Father has come and simply says, "Constantly remember me alone." That Father is the liberator and the guide. If you go there, you will become well known through the newspapers. Others will also find this very easy. The soul and the body are two separate things. A mind and intellect are in each soul, whereas the body is non-living. It is the soul that becomes an actor. It is the soul that has the speciality, and so you now have to remember the Father. Those who live here don't remember him as much as those who live outside do. Those who remember him a lot and continue to make others similar to themselves, who continue to change thorns into flowers, claim a high status. You understand that previously you too were thorns. The Father has now issued an ordinance. Lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it and you will become the conquerors of the world. However, no one understands anything simply from those written words. The Father has now explained everything. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Become swans who constantly select jewels of knowledge. Only select the pearls and leave the rubbish. Earn an income of multi-millions at every step and become multi-million times fortunate. 2. In order to claim a high status, become a teacher and serve many others. Become as pure as a lotus and make others similar to yourself. Change thorns into flowers. Blessing. May you be merciful and finish any upheaval of mine and yours by letting your feelings of mercy emerge. From time to time, many souls are caught up in waves of sorrow. When there is the slightest upheaval of nature, when there are calamities, very many souls suffer and ask for mercy. When you hear the call of such souls, let your feelings of mercy emerge. Adopt your worthy of worship merciful form. Make yourself complete and this world of sorrow will finish. Now spread waves of good wishes for transformation at a fast speed and the upheaval of mine and yours will finish. Slogan. instead of trying to break a mountain of problems with a hammer of wasteful thoughts, take a high jump across that mountain. Om Shanti.